This is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. As a Christian, there's something seriously lacking if we don't have compassion for the sufferings of others. I think it's a very serious disease, almost a spiritual condition in our souls. It's not right. In fact, it's so serious that at the general judgment, the Lord will place the sheep on our right and the goats on our left. And he will decide who goes where based on our concern for other people. After all, he tells us that it was he who was hungry, who was thirsty, who was naked, who was imprisoned, or who was sick. And if we saw our neighbor so afflicted and we didn't do anything about it, it would be actually neglecting Jesus himself, because he disguises himself in the sufferings of our neighbor. Our Lord left us a wonderful example of compassion and mercy and love. Remember, his first public miracle was performed at a wedding, and the wedding host discovered that they're running out of wine. That was something very serious for the guest. And then Our Lady intercedes with her son and requests the servers to do whatever he tells them to do. And so, as you remember, our Lord changes water in those six large water jars. He makes delicious wine, and thus he provides sufficient wine for all the people there at that wedding. Obviously, he had compassion. He saw those in distress. And his very first miracle was to help them. And then when the people followed him, big crowd, into the wilderness, they were hungry. So he directs the people to sit down, and he proceeds to perform a beautiful miracle, multiplying the bread and the fish, so everybody can eat to their heart's content. His compassion again is shown for those who would otherwise perhaps faint on the way back to their homes for the lack of food. He had great compassion. He's our leader. He shows us how we are to act. And of course, our Lord's compassion was extended not just to those with bodily needs, but those who were suffering because of spiritual needs. Perhaps this was a much more strong priority in his own mind. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery, and he called her and told her to abandon her sin and that he wouldn't condemn her. He wouldn't insist that she be stoned to death. Remember all the ones he cured physically, showing his compassion to people in all walks of life, even curing people on the Sabbath, as well as during the week, whenever he encountered anybody in need. He said one time to the Jews, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." He was so compassionate, in fact, that some of the leaders of the Jewish people were kind of taken aback. Our Lord in the Gospel says that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. Why is it easy? It's easy because he helps us. He helps us to carry our burdens. Being yoked to him means that he's sharing all the struggles of our lives. His love, his compassion, faithfully reflects that of his heavenly Father. God is love, remember, St. John tells us in his letter. Even when God allows us to suffer, he does so for our own good, helping us to grow into virtues. Otherwise, how would we truly grow in such virtues as patience or courage or charity? Through suffering, we become more like our Lord. We become true sharers in his divinity if we suffer so as to be joined to him. His love is so great, He even allows Himself to be taken and tortured, eventually crucified, to save us from our sins. His mercy knows no end. St. Paul tells the Romans they have to be willing to die to their sins completely. In baptism into Christ's death, the old man dies and a new creature comes about. And it's very true that the more our souls are conformed to Christ, the more compassion and charity we are able to show others. I think of people like Padre Pio, St. Catherine of Siena, or really any of the saints. You'll see how this is so true. The more sinless we become, the more Christ-like our souls are made, the more capable we are of showing charity to others. So it's very important to try to avoid sin in all its forms if we want to be like Christ, if we want to have the love of God for others in our souls. And just look what we're about to do here at this Mass. The Lord is going to change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. Why? Because of His great mercy. This is spiritual food. And some of the saints, remember, were able to exist even for 50 years on one little host every day. That was sufficient. They couldn't eat anything else or drink anything else. The Holy Eucharist, one little host, was enough to sustain them in their daily life. Why? Because it's spiritual. The host that we receive is His body and blood, truly. So the Eucharist is miraculous food, and it shows once again how compassionate and loving our God is to us on this journey of faith.